The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us, whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? We have in the UK different genres of music. Okay. Different genres which people outside the UK might not know. Before, in my time, it used to be called grime.
Yeah?
And then they changed it. I don't know when this happened. Maybe someone can tell me when it happened. But they changed it to something called drill. Okay.
When they started drilling people.
And then... and
Gary,
don't get involved. Yeah,
don't get involved. Don't get involved. Laughing, yeah?
But one of the, is he a drill artist or is he a garage artist? I don't know. He's one of the two.
Yeah,
yeah. His name is AJ Tracy, and he's appeared on Chunks's podcast. Chunks, right?
Chunks and Philly.
And he had the following to say about Islam. Let's watch it together.
So I want to move on and talk about religion because you've shown some interest in religion, in particular Islam. Are you planning on converting?
That's a techie question, bro. That's a mad techie question. I can't lie, that's a big one.
It's a big question. Feel free not to answer. Am I right in also assuming before you answer that your missus is Muslim?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My missus, my uncle, my best friend, my cousins, everyone. Yeah, bro. The man is a Muslim.
Oh, no, wait. In Islam, the woman... Can she marry someone that's not Muslim? Or can she...
No, she can't marry somebody that's not Muslim, but...
The man can.
As long as they're Abrahamic. If it's an Abrahamic faith. Bro, I grew up in Abergrove, big Moroccan community. Do you get me? When I go to E Road and Kulof, you get me? Well, the man is Muslim. So I've been around it my whole life. When my friends and families, people's pass away, we go to the mosque and we pray. Do you get it? And I know what everyone's going to say to this, but bro, I'm just doing my research and learning about it. And when I'm ready, inshallah, man will... revert, you get it. If not, hopefully I do, blah, 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 you get it.
That's good,
I do feel slightly uncomfortable. I know what you're going to say to this already. I know the answer because Bearman's told me this, but I feel uncomfortable doing certain things that I know are blatantly haram and reverting. And then obviously for a revert as well, and I'm online, you get it? People's going to be like, so why would you go and do that for you to just go and, you get it? And I know this is the truth. I'd rather die a Muslim, even if I was sinning, than die without reverting. That's the truth.
Interesting.
But he's made the argument for himself, I think, when he said that, well, I'd rather die as a Muslim. You know, and this is actually a very... It means that you've actually already arrived at the conclusion, which is that you believe that there's only one God worthy of worship. You don't believe that there's a man as God. You don't believe Jesus as God. You don't believe that in the Trinity. You don't believe, for example, in the incarnation. You don't believe in the in these tenets of Christianity. You're not an atheist. So if this is the case... What do you really have to lose? This is the question is, by being a Muslim. You don't have anything to lose. You've got everything to lose by not being a Muslim. You know? And you know, this is in mathematics, there's a guy called Pascal. And some said this is Pascal's wager. They called it Pascal's wager. Which is the idea that, well, let's say, for example, Islam is true, for the sake of argument, okay? And some say, no, this is not a good argument, but this is actually in the Quran, and I can explain this in a second, yeah? But let's say, for the sake of argument, Islam is true, and you die upon what you're upon. So if you die upon what you're upon, okay, then what? Then you're going to hell, knowing what you know, knowing that if you reject Islam, if you reject the one God, if you reject the prophets and stuff like that,
if you knew Islam is the truth,
go to the hellfire. And not only that, in this life, you might live a disgraced life, you might live a humiliating life, to be honest with you, because I don't want to just offer you incentive. There is a considerable disincentive. However, if you do become a Muslim, then the truth of the matter is all of your sins are removed and you are newly born, you're new to the religion, you're clean, you're better than all the Muslims, and so on and so forth. And you might be thinking, well, I'm living a certain life and I'm doing certain things and I'm producing certain songs.
I think that's the biggest issue. And that's why he said that he knows... I think that's what the biggest issue is, because he said, even though he knows the answer, but yet he said it again. It shows the magnitude of how that thing is weighing him down, because the drill or the grime industry is no alien to reverts and Muslims. Yeah, there's many Muslim artists. In fact, one of the most popular latest ones was Dachavelli. He accepted Islam. So he's probably, and they are probably aware of people that accept Islam. I mean, even others, not even drill and grime artists that have accepted Islam, that are then rightly so being held to a standard. For some people, it might be an unrealistic standard. For some people, it is a standard. But regardless, when you're on social media, you're going to be judged and held to some sort of metric. So now the thing is here, that either you care what people think and you fail in this world and in the hereafter, or you accept Islam and you slowly like I think somebody said, it's not a race. Yeah, you go at, it's not a race, you go at your own pace.
Yeah,
so at least there is progress, there is a pace. So yes, you might have to hear things from people in this world, however, at least you'll be successful ultimately in this world and in the hereafter as well. Because for us, this world is minuscule, it's nothing, it's, you know, very tiny in comparison to the hereafter. Yeah, which even the day of judgment, they say, will be many fold bigger than the life of this world. So once a person understands that, that is the main goal. Yes, people might annoy you and bug you, but just like you don't care about hate comments, like you're a rapper, and although they're saying, oh, we get comments and you can't do anything right, I would make the same argument for drill and rap as well. No matter how wonderful your rap is, there'll be somebody that's unhappy with a line you've said or your style or doesn't like you, because music is subjective. Even lyrics as well, people might have an issue with you or beef with you. So just like you continue doing what you're doing because you see that this is good for me, this gives me joy, this gives me happiness. Similarly, happiness, success, ultimate joy and ultimate success comes from Islam. And biting this small bullet to get such a big reward, I think it's a no-brainer, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah, no, in a nutshell, like myself, before I came to Islam, same thing. I had like a good months or years where I was like, oh, I'm sinning, and let me better myself. But we know in Islam is that you have to pray, you have to read the Quran. These are the things that will keep you away from sins. We think, no, I need to stop sinning so then I can become a Muslim. No, you have to become a Muslim. Being a Muslim will help you stop sinning. So that's one thing. And like Zeeshan said as well, is that when entrepreneurs go through hardship, difficulties, they tell us their success stories. Yeah, I used to eat bread and beans for 3 months. I was sleeping on the sofa and people giving me hate. No one believed in me. You know that guy who said, you know, the people that didn't believe in me. Yeah. So people tell their success stories by what? People didn't believe in me. I was doing this and I had to work and do. So a success story is based on what? All the struggles you go through. It's the struggles that make a success story. Have you ever come and said, it's like Donald Trump, my dad lent me $1 million. That's not a success story, bro. He was given it. So if that's the case for a worldly thing, what about you succeeding with all of the hate that you're getting from people, whatever it is? That's a part of the journey.
Just like Donald Trump's getting hate from you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the dad gave $1 million. So I would say personally, we can help. Look, if you become a Muslim, if Chunks is connected to, look, salahplus.com, we can send you a guided prayer mat. It can help you learn how to pray salah if you are interested. It's for free. You can order it, it'll be shipped out to you. You don't need to tell us your details. You can go on there and do it yourself. Or Chunks can arrange it somehow. I don't know. It's up to him. But yeah, I would say don't let that stop you. It seems like you are sincerity is there. You're Mrs. you said is a Muslim. Obviously, I'm sure you know, I don't want to tell you, so obviously it's not permissible. But you know, if you get married, you can do your nikah instantly. You guys are both permissible for each other, alhamdulillah, and get married. And yeah, that's it. I think that'll be wonderful.
So Hijab, if AJ Tracy has some questions and he wants to reach out,
you can Instagram and we can, I mean, I live in your area actually, to be honest with you. You can even meet person. So I mean, anytime. Doors are always open, really.
Yeah. And we can even do your nikah. Islamic,
yeah, we can do that.
Yeah,
get it done really quickly.
No, I'll do it. Inshallah, that's it. Anything else?
Salaamu Alaikum.
Hey, you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.